This week's parasha is Parashas Truma. So it says, "Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemo," and God spoke to Moses. "Daber bnei Israel, speak to the Jewish people, vikhuli truma, and you will take for me truma. Me'eit kol ish asher yidvenu libo, tikhu et trumati. Take my truma." And then it goes into explaining what the truma was. Zota truma sheti kumi itam, zav kesev nechoshet, chelet v'agavan tolad shani v'shesh izim, or terim adamim, or techashim v'atzei shitim. Right? All the things for the nedav of the Mishkan, right? The zav, the gold, silver, copper, tcheles, argaman, all the cloths, right? The hides, or terim adamim. All the things for the building of the Mishkan. Okay. And then we go into the building of the Mishkan. Kodesh Baruch Hu then says, the Shemen the Ma'or, B'samim, the Shemen for the lighting of the candles, the Neiros of the Menorah, B'samim, right? B'samim L'Shemen HaMishcha, for the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil, Ketores HaSamim. So that's not really the building of the Mishkan, that's really the Avoda, and the Shemen HaMishcha is what's going to be Mekadosh the Kelim, going to designate the Kelim for their Avoda, for their service. Then we have the Avnei Shoam, Avnei Miluim, Le'efod Le'choshen, the special stones for the Efod and the Choshen, yeah? And then now we say, Vasuli Mikdash, make for me this Mikdash, V'shechanti betocham, and I will dwell with you. I, the whole tachlis of this Mishkan is the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a dira betachtonim, has a dira with us, right? A place to live. The Mishkan means issues. Mishkan is we're living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a new darga. Har Sinai was kiddushin. Mishkan is living, coming home, and living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like a husband and a wife. So the question asks, why does he need a place, specific place? Hare Kodesh Baruch Hu, Malei Kvodo, Kol Haaretz Kvodo. He's everywhere. What does he need a specific place? Right? You can't have a relationship with everything. You can't have a relationship where there's no a place of kirva or time for kirva. That's why we have festivals, specific times of more kirva, less kirva, Shabbos. We have times for davening. Just as in time, there's times of more kirva and less kirva, so too in a relationship, there's times of more intimacy and times of less intimacy. Times when you're not at all around, but you're aware of the person. You're in your work. Your wife's at home. There's times when you're close, when you're talking, and there's more intimate times. A relationship, by definition, has to have different aspects of relationship. Otherwise, it's not a relationship. If the relationship is the same in every place, there's no relationship. You can't have a relationship with something which is stagnant. A relationship has to be something of intensity and less intensity. Otherwise, not a relationship. So, Mark said, Rav Tzadok says that before the Chet, the divine presence was in the whole Machane, the Jewish people. Then after the Chet, it was specific to the Mishkan. First of all, the Ramban here in the Parsha explains, what is this Shechina in the Mishkan? Where did it come from? What is this? So he explains that the same Shechina, the same divine presence that was on Har Sinai, is the same divine presence that was in the Mishkan. I.e., the Mishkan is the Gilui of Torah, the Gilui of the revelation of God's will, of God's Rotzen in the world. When you're in touch with God's will, right? So you're Shaykh to Mishkan. After the Chet HaEgel, we lost Luchot Rishonot, we lost that clarity that all of Klal Yisrael were connected to God's will. We then had Luchot Rishon Shniot, which is the Shorish Be'etzem of toil in Torah. It wasn't the clarity of Luchot Shniot. So now that toil, right, had to be done before a person gets clarity. So therefore, God's presence is hidden from Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu never lost that clarity. So Moshe Rabbeinu still had the Dibur Bein HaKruvim. He still Pe'al Pei the Bebo. But the rest of Klal Yisrael lost that clarity. And therefore, only through toil and through work could they get to that Darga. And therefore, it was hidden from them. It wasn't hidden that it was inaccessible. It was hidden that it was in a specific place that they needed legeshet elav. They had to get there. And to get the required toil, to get to the darga of Bein HaKruvim, required toil and avodah. And that's why now it wasn't amongst the whole of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara, right? Now we don't have Mishkan. We don't have Migdash. Right? We're in Golis. Right? But even today, says the Gemara, Gemara Brachas, Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have in his world only Arba Amos Shel Halacha, four Amos of Halacha. I.e. the only place that's left in this world to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is the Torah. And given that Ramban, we just spoke out, that the Divine Presence was the Divine Presence which was in Har Sinai, the only thing that's left for us of that Divine Presence is in the Torah itself. And in the, there's a Rashba there, I think, in the Agaritas, the Agaritas of the Rashba, on Brachas, he says, the Arba Amos Shel Halacha is the Arba Amos of the Tzadikim, i.e. each Tzadik represents the Hashrat Hashchina, the Divine Presence in this world. Now, both things are emes, both things are true. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that the place in a person for his Mishkan is his lev. The lev taho bara Elokim, the lev taho that a person has, that's the place for Mishkan. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin, lev taho, the mashmah the ikar tameh. It's mashmah there is tameh. There's a tameh lev, there's an impure lev. That lev tameh is the Yetzirah. The lev has shtei chalalim, two sections, two hollows, I don't know how you say it. One keneged the Yetzer Tov, the right side, one keneged the Yetzer Hara. However much a person is kovish, his Yetzer Hara, and is metaya, his desires and his thoughts to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's how much he has the building of the Mishkan in him. That's what we have today. The building of the Mishkan is the building of a person's pnimius. So, the Mishkan represents the building of a man. The Mishkan represents the building of the world. So, all what we're going to learn now about the Mishkan is basically a microcosm of the whole world and a microcosm of man himself. So, this parasha, even though it's speaking about Kalim and stuff like that, is actually speaking about very, very high and deep things. You understand? Then the next pasuk says, "K'chol asher ani mar'eh otcha et tavnit ha-mishkan." Wherever I show you the form of the Mishkan, "V'tavnit kol kelav," and the form of its vessels, "ken tasu," thus you should make it. So now there's a concept of Kodesh Baruch Hu showing, right, to Klal Yisrael, right, how the Mishkan should be built. And Rashi here explains that this is how it should be built for the generations afterwards as well. That's the Rashi. V'kentasu. V'kentasu is continue to do this in later generations, Beis Olamim, i.e. in the Beis Hamikdash as well. Okay? So now if we go back to the beginning, we see that the Mishkan starts with V'kuli truma me'eit kol Yisrael asher yidvenu libo. So we see that the Mishkan requires a kicha, a taking, right, of truma, and there's a nediva slave. So Rashi straight away is bothered by, what's this yiku? What are you taking? You're giving, you're not taking. You're giving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what's it called taking for? So Rashi says, Vaykhuli lishmi, take it for my name and then give it to me. Mm-hmm. I.e., you can't, when you're building this Mishkan, you're building a place which is Mokom Hashrat Shechina. It has to be built lishma. It has to be built with things which were brought for the proper intention. That's why we're going to see later on Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina. They wanted to bring the marot of the nashim for the Mishkan. What shaykh is to bring something which was used for, you know, for convincing their husbands to be part of something which is Taras Klal Yisrael? And he was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu that there
was allowed.
Yeah, there was allowed. Why was it allowed? Because their kavanas was l'shem shemayim. If the kavanah is Hashem Shemaim, and it was used for the Kiyo, it was used for the Taher, Klal Yisrael, Taher the Kohanim, it was used for Meisota, to make Shalom between Ish le Ishto. It was taken on, because it was brought Lishma. Here, we're being told something very important. You want Hashrat Shechina? Has to be Lishma. The Kli, the vessel, the Mishkan, that requires to be built in order to make Dir LeTachtonim, in to make a place for Kodesh Baruch to live us in this world, has to be made with the proper intention, which is Lishmi, for my name, for God's name. If it's made for God's name, it can be a place of His Chibur. If it's not made for Him, it can't be a place of His Chibur. It's as simple as that.
Beautiful.
So now we have to understand our hearts, which the Nefesh HaChaim, many people say, the heart is Makom HaMishkan. The binyan of, just as we need a place for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dira B'Tachtonim, if we want to make a place in ourselves for Him, there has to be a Lishma, there has to be a Lishmi. Torah Lishma, Mitzvah Lishma. The reason you're Ovid Hashem, the place of your desires has to be Lishmi, has to be for Kodesh Baruch Hu alone. Only then you have the Dira B'Tachtonim in your heart. Only then you represent that person who's Arba Amos Shel Halacha, like we said, the Rashba. So that's the basis of Avoda. The way we bring divine presence to us is the perfection of our intentions. Okay. So are we capable of it? That's a good question. The Gemara asks a question. So the Gemara gives an answer. So Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says, La'olam, a person should learn, Yilmad Adam, Shelo Lishma, person's allowed because we're human. So even if he's in the place of learning Shelo Lishma, Shemitoch Shelo Lishma, the through Lo Lishma Balishma. And Rav Dessler explains there that it doesn't mean that you're learning for the sake of Shelo Lishma. You're not staying there. You're not going to learn with the incorrect intentions. He's Medayek in the Gemara, says Mitoch Shelo Lishma. That means through Lo Lishma, you want to get to Lishma. That means you know your matzav. You know your mitzvah situation. Your situation is a situation that you're not doing completely Lishmi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not doing it for His name only. You're doing it also for your name. You're also doing it for your own interests. And you know it. You're aware of it. But you don't want it to be that way. You want it to be that you will do it completely for Him. So long as you have the intention, do you want to do it completely for Him? Says the Gemara, Mitoch, from the low Lishma will come the Lishma. You will get to Lishma, Mitoch Shelo Lishma, from the low Lishma will come the Lishma. But only if you have that intention, that you want to get there to be Shalishma. So you only have to have that condition, even if you have the mitzvah, so you do Shelo Lishma, so long as your intention, your deep intention is to do it Lishma, then the Shelo Lishma, mitoch the Shelo Lishma, mitoch of that Avodah Shelo Lishma, you will come to Lishma. The Gemara is saying, According to this Rav Des, the Gemara is actually saying that the lo lishma will come to be lishma. The process of doing this Torah and mitzvah, should lo lishma, will bring you to come on to lishma. And another thing it says here, you have to have a nediva slave. Avodas Hashem, building the Mishkan, requires a giving of self, a rotzen to give of self. So Klal Yisrael had this rotzen when they brought. There has to be a rotzen. Without a rotzen to build a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not going to be mitchaber. Just as an ish leisha, there's a rotzen, there's a desire. Without that rotzen, there's not a proper chibur. Says the Maharal, by ish and isha, the bigger the rotzen, the bigger the ava, the more beautiful and wise are the children. I.e., the bigger the rotzen is, the bigger the chibur, and the bigger the ruchnis is brought into the world. Klal Yisrael, and the same with the person, the bigger the desire in a person's leiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bigger the hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his leiv. K'mayim ponim el ponim, just as a man's face to another face in the waters, can leiv odom la odom. So is the leiv of a person to another person's leiv. The deeper you feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the deeper he's megale to you. That's why the Gemara is speaking also about Torah. The deeper you want the Torah, the more you want it, the more you desire it, the more the Torah is megala to you. The Torah reveals itself to you. Okay, so the first keli that we're doing is the Aaron. So it says, Vasu Aaron Atze Shitim. Make this Aaron Atze Shitim, right? With Atze Shitim. Amatayim v'chetzi orko, 2.5 length. Ama v'chetzi rochbo, 1.5 width. V'ama v'chetzi komatoim, 1.5 height. Okay, so first of all, it's made with wood. V'nesh zipita oto zahav tahor mibayit michud titzapeno v'asita alav zeh zahav saviv. You put the zeh of zahav saviv, right? So you have like an outer container, an inner container, and a wood container in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this like arrangement, this zeh, like an ornamented thing around it, right? Then what else you have? V'yitzaktelo arba tabaot zahav. You have these 4 taba'ot of zahav around it. V'netata arba pa'amotav. These 4 like whole ring type of things. Shtei taba'ot atzaloa echad. 2 on this one side. V'shtei taba'ot atzaloa echad. And 2 on the other side. V'asita badei atzei shitim. And now you're making also from this wood atzei shitim. V'tzipita otam zahav. And you cover them with zahav. So now you bring these badim, these like poles, into the Aaron. Leseit et Aaron, to carry the Aaron behem. B'tabot Aaron yu badim. Now on the tabot of the Aaron will be the badim. Lo yasura mimenu. There's a lav, you can't remove them. This is only by the Aaron. The badim you can't remove. The shulchan, any other keli which have badim, you can remove them. Only by the Aaron you can't remove. V'natata el Aaron et ha'edut. You put in the Aaron the edut. Edut literally means a testimony. Testimony means the luchot. Asher eten elecha, which I give you. Right? And then, v'asita kaporet. Now you do this kaporet. It's called kaporet, which is an interesting name. Why is it called kaporet? Loshen kipu. Loshen cleansing. What's kaporet? Zahav tahor. Amatayim v'chetzi orko, the same size as the Aaron, right? 2.5. V'am v'chetzi rochfo, 1.5 width. V'asite shnaim kruvim. Now we make these kruvim, these little children with wings, right? Zahav, miksha, has to be miksha, made from one thing, from the kaporet. Can't be, you don't solder, you can't connect it to the kaporet. It's made from the kaporet itself. Taseotam, either from one thing with it. Mishnei k'tzot kaporet, from the two sides of the kaporet. From this side, on both sides of the Aaron, they were putting up their wings. Lemala sochachim. Sochachim means like covering, right? Like sukkah. And their faces man facing his brother, right? It's actually male, female. El hakaporet yupnei hakruvim, the face of the kruvim. V'natat et hakaporet al aron milamala, you put the kaporet, right, on the aron above. V'la aron titein et ha'edut, and the aron, you put the edut, right? Now this seems to be a little bit out of order. First the kaporet, then the edut. Asher etein elech, it's opposite what we said before. And I'm like, how can you do that? Why are you saying it in such a way? V'no'adti lecha sham, and I hear I will be known to you. V'dibarti itcha, and I will speak to you. Mi'al ha'kaporet, from top of the kaporet. Mi'bein shnei ha'kruvim, between these two kruvim, or male, female. Asher aron ha'edut, which is on the aron ha'edut. The kruvim on the aron ha'edut. And that's where I'm going to speak to you. Et kol asher tzavetcha al bnei Yisrael. Whatever I command the Jewish people. Here, we're being told how Kodesh Baruch Hu connects. Here, he connects Bein HaKruvim. The Divine Presence comes into the world, like effectively like some sort of line sort of thing, between the Kruvim, which is on the Edut, which is on the Torah. So, this vessel needs to be understood. This Ofen of Chibu. Where does the Kodesh Baruch Hu come to us as a human being? Where is that place that he connects? Bein HaKruvim. Where's Bein HaKruvim for us? So your pound points to your heads. Your tefillin. Bein HaKruvim. Right? Right? That's the Mokom HaChibur of our neshama. And then it permeates to our hearts. Our hand tefillin. So it's our heads and our hearts. Chochem Lev. Chochem Lev builds the Mishkan. Right? Chochmah is in your head, leaves your heart. Chochmah leb, a chibur of head and heart. If you have a chibur of head and heart, you have the ability to build a mishkan. That means your mishkan is built when there's a chibur of head and heart. The head and the heart, that chibur is Bein HaKruvim. Where do we get this word from?
I know.
Yeah, from Yaakov.
Yeah.
Right. Who's Dan Lishmi. Yaakov planted it Lashem. That means it was grown from the beginning of its growth. It was Lashem Shamayim. It was Yaakov Avinu. The Zahar was the Medavas of the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So, why do we have these parts? You have the outer box, the wooden box, and the inner box. And then you have the Kruvim, which is Rezav, made on the top. The Kruvim represents the male-female concept, right? Ayakrish Baruch Hu connects when a male connects to a female, like in the when the Bais was destroyed. So before the Bais was destroyed, the Kruvim weren't facing each other. And then after the Chorban, they were connected. I.e. the Chorban caused, so to speak, a reconnection. So we're seeing that chibur of the two kruvim, which we're saying now is the male tefillin and the female tefillin, the mind and the heart, that's called Bein HaKruvim by us. That's the place of the permeation of the neshama permeates, i.e. the divine presence permeates within us. Where's the luchot? The luchot, and now that we have luchot shniot. Luchot v'shivre luchot munachim ba'aron. Both the luchot and the broken luchot in the aron. The Gemara says, shivre luchot is a talmid chacham shenishkach talmudov. Where's that talmid chacham and nishkach talmudov? We all have luchot and shivre luchot. Where's this talmid chacham shenishkach talmudov? So now the Gemara says, when a person's in his mother's womb, he's taught kol ha'Torah kula. And when he comes out, nishkach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Talmud Chacham shenishkach Talmudo. I.e., we all have a shaychus, luchos rishonos. That's the luchos rishonos which was given over to us in our mother's womb. We have to re-come to those luchos with luchos shnias, which is through toil and tilcha, to bring us back to those luchos shnias, to bring us back to our mother's womb. Right? If you understand what the coming out of the world, the name for birth, that place in a woman where a child is born, the Gemara calls it Ptichas HaKeva, the opening of the the kever, the graveyard. So we start out our lives coming, so to speak, out from our mother's womb, this graveyard, mm-hmm. right? Tichas HaKever. And we end our lives being buried in this kever. It's going back to the womb. Our lives are here to come back to that womb, come back to Luchot Rishonot. All of our lives is this toil in Luchot Shniot to reach Luchot Rishonot. That's what's in the Aaron. In the Aaron, which is Bein HaKruvim, is our tachlis, is how we bring that to ourselves. You with me? The Kruvim represents these two aspects of self, the mind and the heart. Now, what is the Aaron? The Aaron represents the person's guf and his neshchibu of his guf to his neshama. You with me?
Uh-huh.
There's levels. We see the Aaron has an outer level, the Zahav. Zahav always represents physicality, but it represents malchus, represents dinim, represents physicality. That's our guf. Then you have the eitz, which is in, which is then placed, and you have the zahav and the kaporet on the top. The kaporet is mokom kippurim. Kippur means mokom of nikias. That nikias, where there's bein akruvim, that's the mokom of the chibu. But our lower self is our physical body. The eitz. What's eitz? Adam hu eitz hasadeh. The ikar person is his eitz. That's his ruach. The zav represents the nefesh.
Mm-hmm.
The eitz represents his ruach. The other zahav, which is on top of that, is the kruvim. So that's going to be his neshama, which is mitlabesh on that eitz. But the ikar is the eitz. The ikar is the eitz. Where a person's nimdat is in his ruach, his eitz. That's from Yaakov Avinu. And then on top of that is his spiritual self, his male-female concept. The take kruvim is, so to speak, his the right kruvim, the male, is his chochma, and the left kruvim is his bina.
Mm-hmm.
Bina is in the lev, chochma is in the mind, the sechel is rational, is intuition. That's how the kruvim are represented in a person. The kaporis is that thing which connects the higher level of self, the kruvim,
mm-hmm.
to the lower level of self. That can only come, the higher level self can only connect to the lower self, either ruach and neshama, when there's kiporet, when there's nikiut. When there's nikiut, when the vessel is naki, when the vessel has that cleansing, then a person connects to his higher level self. And ultimately, the bein hakruvim from a person's neshama and chaya, his bina and his chokhmah, right? From that, that's where kiviyochel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's mashpia, I mean, the whole neshama is a Kodesh Hashpa. For that line, so to speak, which comes down, which represents yichida, is the unity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is his Torah itself, the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu itself, i.e. that's man's inner rotzen. Man's inner rotzen is to connect a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Katarim. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who ba'atzmo. When we're there, we're connecting him. That's yichida. The dependence on how is bein akruvim depends on how there's a chibur between the bein akruvim. That means how much of his rationale, how much of his chochma is must be on his lev. How much he's a chochm lev. If he's a chochm and he's a lev, then the kruvim aren't facing each other. It's not a proper chibur. When a person is a chochm lev, so then there's a chibur of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a chibur, complete chibur, and then he has the ability of building a mishkan. He's building a mishkan, or the mishkan's already built. So now, what is the zeh zahav? The zeh zahav is on the kaporet, right? That zeh zahav, Rashi says, represents keter Torah. Mm-hmm. So Rashi is explaining to you how that's the beautification of something. When you beautify something, it implies a play. Like we always say, beauty is represented when there's a synthesis of opposites.
Mm-hmm.
So the Kruvim, the Gemara in Sukkah says that we measure where is the Kivyachol, the Shemayim, where the Shemayim meets Aretz. Shemayim meets Aretz from the place of the Kaporet. I.e. 10 Tfachim up. Right? Because we have 1.5 Amas. Right? 1.5 Amas. An Amah is 6 Tfachim. So we have 1.5 is 9. Plus the Tefach of the Kaporet. So you have 10 Tfachim. 10 Tfachim is the Aretz. And on Bein HaKruvim is Shamayim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the world, so to speak, till those 10 tfachim, that's Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Va'aret, Natan, Nebnei Adam, is those 10 tfachim. That's the Gemara in Sukkah, that's where we learn it from. From there, the height of Rishus HaRabim, as well, which is 10 tfachim. Okay. So, beauty is a synthesis of opposites. So, the place of the Zeh Zahav, the place of that beauty, is the connection of Shemayim Va'aret. So, Dafka there, how is Shemayim Va'aret connected in a human being? How is it connected? It's connected with Keter Torah. Torah is that which connects Shemayim Va'aretz. So there, that beautification of the Aaron represents Keter Torah, because that's the place in which, or the vehicle through which we connect Shemayim Va'aretz. And that's what it represents. That's why that beautification there represents that, and it also represents that synthesis of opposites. You with me? Okay. So the Badim, this is the only Badim. This is the only thing which you can't remove. I.e., it's a very strange thing if you think about it. This is the vehicle in which we, through which we carry the Aaron. It's not part of the Aaron L'chara. It's just something that's useful to carry. It's not L'chara part of... With any other vessels, when you put the Shulchan in its place, you remove the Badim. Mm-hmm. Here, when the Aaron, you remain the Badim. And you see there's halachas in Yom Kippur, you know, the sprinkling of the blood is Bein HaBadim, or the putting of the Ketores is Bein HaBadim. We see that the Avodah is associated, the Avodah that we do in the Beis HaMikdash is Bein HaBadim. So Bein HaBadim is that, it seems to be part of the Aaron, unlike any other Kalim. The Aaron is the most L'chara, the most Chosh of a Kli, and yet it has Badim. And we leave the Badim there, and there's a lam not to take them out. The Badim represents, the Badim represents those who are Tomech in the Torah. So the Gemara says that when they were actually moving there was a chet. They thought that they were holding the Torah, and they were killed. HaTorah no set no sav. You think you're Tomech Torah? You think we need you to be Tomech Torah? We don't need you. The Torah is no set, no sav. You're not Tomech Torah. The Torah is Tomech you. The Torah is what's giving you sustenance. The fact that you're Tomech Torah is not that you're giving Torah sustenance. The Torah, that giving to the Torah is really what? The Torah giving to you. That's what's giving you your sustenance. Because you're meshavet yourself to the Torah. That's the first thing. And only with that attitude is the Badim part of the Torah. It means a person who's Tomech Torah, a person who's Machzik Torah, if they're Machzik Torah in a way that they understand the Torah is no set, no sub, the Torah is what's giving them their sustenance, giving them their wealth, giving them their ability to give, right? Then those Badim are shaykh to the Torah itself. Then lo yasuru mimenu. Then they won't remove those Badim. They become part of the Torah. So the Badim represents those who are Tomech Torah. Represents that when you're supporting Torah, you become part of the Torah. That's the Chiddush. When you're supporting Malchus, you don't become part of the Malchus. You're separate. You're not a Melech. When you're supporting Torah, you're part of the Torah itself. But only with the condition that the Aaron is no set, no sav. The Aaron is carrying you and you're not carrying the Aaron. If that's your attitude, then you become those Badim. And that's the Chiddush here. You might have thought those people who are Tomei Torah are not. They're not Tamei Chachamim, they're not Kashrut Torah. So they're no Shaychus to Torah. No, Yisachar is in the same place. Zvur is in the same place as Yisachar. There's a Gemara in Mizvachim that it says, so the Gemara says about Shimon Achi Azariah, Shimon the brother of Azariah. Azariah is Loshanov, Ezov, help, right? Shimon's brother Azariah who helped him, and it's called Azariah, it has a Shem Hashem, Yudke. Eze Yudke, the help of Yudke. So it says like this, Al Shem Azariah Asak Bukumatia, Rashi says, he worked in business, Sipek Tzolchei Shimon, and he helped Shimon. Achiv, Bishash Aya Osik Batari, he was learning Torah. Vitnu Benem, they made conditions between him, Shechelek Lazari Bishcha Talmud. He'd get part of his reward of his Talmud Shul Shimon. Kedamrin Besota, like we say in Sota, Im Yitain Ishit Kolchon Beito, Loka Shimon Achi Azari, Lfikach Nikra Al Shemo Shelamad Ayado. He learned through him. That's the Badei Aaron. And he was called Azariah, Ezer Yudke. The Kruvim, right? Represent the Yudke, the Chochma and the Bina. The Ezer of Yudke is the Badin. They're the holding up of the Kruvim. They're holding up of the Kruvim, they're holding up the Aaron, but only if they realize that they're not being holding the Aaron. Aaron, no sit, no self. And then they become part of the Torah itself. Okay? And now it makes sense that the Avoda on the Aaron is Bein Abadim, because the Badim are Chelek of the Aaron. Now the Chelek of the Aaron, but still a question, why can't we do Avodah with the Aaron itself? Why can't we connect to the Aaron itself? Why Bein Abadim? So the vote is that since the Aaron represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Ba'atzmo, man can't reach that Gilui. Man can't reach that height. He can only reach the level of Bein Abadim. He can only reach the level of Achiza of the Aaron, of touching the Aaron. But the Aaron itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, that level of Achiza is not shaykh. That level of Yechida is not shaykh by man. Not in this world. So that's why the Avoda has to be Bein Abadim. That's why it's necessary to have Dafka, the Badim, because if it wasn't for the Badim, we'd have no Shaykhis to the Aaron, no relevance to the Aaron. Therefore, if Lo Yasiru Mimenu, you don't have to remove it from the Aaron, because if it was removed, Chas V'Shalom, we'd have no proper connection with the Aaron itself. Okay?